My name is Glencoe. I farm just south of Aurora, Missouri, in southwest Missouri, along with my family, my dad and my brother. We run several commercial cow-calf operations. We also purchase several yearlings that we background as well, and they all go to the feedlot, Kansas, Nebraska.
So, Glenn, today we're talking all things cattle, and, you know, like we were just talking about here a second ago, it's been no picnic for the cattle industry, for farmers, for the last, you know, several months. Can you give me the current situation that you're looking at right now?
Well, we're staring down the, you know, down the road at $6 diesel, and you know, feed costs are just astronomical right now, and the cattle market has not improved really over the last 12 months, and so certainly we're seeing our margins squeezed. We're putting on applying less fertilizer to our pastures. We got to continue to fertilize our hay fields, obviously, but our pasture ground we're going to probably let go a year, and you know, just a lot of uncertainties looking out there. You know, our feed costs are just really hampering our profitability right now as well. So it's just a difficult time being in the cattle business.
Just starting right there on feed costs, you know, you're seeing $8 corn, and like you said, you're applying less fertilizer onto fields there. So, you know, you'd expect a little bit less production out of that end too. So, you know, what's kind of your balance right now trying to feed cattle as efficiently as possible?
Well, what we're going to have to do and what we've been doing is we've been just having our stocking rates are less, you know. Obviously, with increased fertilizer costs, we haven't applied as much. Our grass is probably not where it was, would normally be. We've been getting some good rains, but it seems like we've just now starting to get warm, and our grass seems to kind of be behind. But we're just going to try to put all the gain we can on with forage rather than with increased added feed costs.
And it seems, you know, from the outside looking in, it, like it'd be pretty frustrating when you're watching food prices go up across the board. And you know, you'd expect maybe some trickle down into that, but the cattle industry seems to be a little bit slow when it comes to that.
Yeah, I mean, when my wife goes to the grocery store, she can't believe what beef prices are, especially for what we get here at the farm level for our cattle. And so certainly, I think retail and the packers are certainly seeing some fantastic margins right now on meat prices, and so certainly we are certainly hoping that will eventually trickle down to us. I think we're starting to see the cattle numbers decline, the heifer retention and the cattle herd is starting to decline, and pretty soon I think it'll be just certainly a supply and demand issue where hopefully in the next year or so we'll see cattle prices on the increase. That's our hope.
Well, just on that, there's obviously been a widespread drought in the plains states, looking out into Kansas and Nebraska. Some fires that have, you know, just run across several acres there, causing several problems for cattle producers and feeders out there. Are you seeing maybe producers in states like Missouri trying to, you know, capture any profit or any value there by maybe buying some of those cattle that are sitting out west with little to eat?
Yeah, and I think there's some opportunities also for those of us in the cattle business. If we've got some extra forage, that I think our hay, if we want to sell some of it, will certainly be at an added cost, added price right now. Our challenge right now, I think, is just, again, hoping this drought doesn't continue to come east. Hopefully here in Missouri we can kind of hang on to our numbers. And it's kind of like in 2012 when we saw that horrible drought. Those of us that were able to kind of hang on and keep the cows that we did have, we were rewarded for that in 2013, 2014, when we certainly saw a tremendous price increase for our cattle, for our calves that came off the farm. And that's kind of my hope as we go forward this year. It's everything's cyclical, and we might see history repeat itself.
Do you rent any ground that your cattle are on right now?
Yes, we rent 400 or 500 acres that we, we also run some commercial cow calf operations on, and and we're always looking for opportunities to rent more ground, but they're not making any more, and so certainly, it's difficult to find landlords that are willing to rent their ground, and but we look for every opportunity that we can.
Just looking at rent rates, with all the other, a lot of the other inputs rising, have you seen rents go up as well?
Not here in Southwest Missouri, in primarily cattle country. I think landlords know that the margins are tight for livestock, and in other parts of the state where row crop is, I think when landlords see $8 corn, they want to escalate their cash rent rates. But those guys are struggling too. Certainly, they're not immune to the fertilizer costs and the added increased costs with diesel and equipment costs, everything else. But right now, we haven't seen a whole lot of increased rental rates here in cattle country.
You talked earlier about maybe some opportunity down the road to capture some premiums on any hay production. How much of a hay squeeze might you be expecting later on?
Well, fertilizer, just $1,000 a ton fertilizer right now, just unprecedented costs. And again, with diesel costs, I don't think if I'm in willing to sell some of my hay, I don't think I would want to part with a 5 by 6 round bale for any less than $80, $90 a bale. And to be realistic, that it might ought to be closer to 100 to actually have a little bit of margin on that bale of hay. It's just gonna, the input cost into a bale of hay this year is just going to be unlike we've never seen.
Looking at the industry as a whole, how much of a threat do you think there is for a lot of decreasing in the amount of cattle production, a lot of decreased herd sizes, to see that impact the end costs at the grocery store even further than what we're currently seeing right now?
Well, certainly, I think packers and the retail supermarkets are going to have to give up some margin if they want to see demand continue for beef going forward. I mean, the producer has given all he can give right now, and if we see a tightening in cattle supplies and shrinking in herd numbers, that's the only give that I can see that could be feasible if we're going to keep prices at a level at the grocery store where consumers will continue to buy, is the packer and the retail locations are going to have to give up some margin.
A little bit ago, you were giving a comparison a little bit to 2013. Can you expand upon that just a little bit?
Well, certainly, when we started getting really dry in 2012, was about June, July, and August, September, and it was so phenomenal that we didn't have any forage to speak of. But so we had to start feeding hay in July, where we don't normally get hay out of the barn until December, January, And so a lot of guys took a lot of cattle to town. They culled their herds, pretty heavily. And so what that did, and that was nationwide. And so what that did was it decreased our cattle numbers, our herd supply. And so they're just supply and demand. We weren't able to keep up with the demand. And 2013 saw some, and 14 saw some tremendous prices for our calves that we never had seen before. And time will tell. We don't know how 2022 is going to turn out, but if it turns out here in Missouri like Kansas and Colorado and the Dakotas or Texas are experiencing right now, we could be seeing a repeat.
So I'm sitting here in Jeff City, and we've had, until I guess the last week plus or so, very wet weather this spring. Have you seen similar weather patterns down where you're at?
Yeah, we've been wet. not tremendously wet, but I don't know. The long-term forecast and some of the meteorologist reports that I've been seeing, I kind of predicted some dry weather here in Missouri. We don't know from one year to the next, but certainly sometimes what happens, in Kansas and west of us can creep east. We certainly hope that's not the case. My fear is with all this wet weather is the delayed planting that's going on. I've got several friends that are farmers, and they have not got one seed in the ground yet. And here we are, a couple weeks from the 1st of June, and that's the concern. And what will that do to feed prices going forward? We're already seeing feed prices at record levels. We could see $10 corn before this is all over, if producers aren't able to get a crop in the ground.
If we were to see $10 corn, what would that do to your operation?
We have to rely completely on forage. I mean, we would buy very little, if any, grain. That just doesn't work. That doesn't pencil. That doesn't equate to any profit at all for our operation unless we see some increased demand or prices for the cattle that we supply. We can afford $10 corn if we have $3 cattle, but that's yet to be seen.
Just some other things with all the moisture. Has that caused any I guess issues when it comes to field conditions and pasture conditions when you have cattle on that ground? Is that causing anything to be tore up or any issues like that?
So far, no, we haven't had any major flooding. I mean, we've had some pretty good rains, but here in Southwest Missouri, we've had, plenty of rain, but not over flooding. And pasture ground seems to be in pretty fair shape. As I mentioned earlier, we were cool up until a couple weeks ago. Kind of a really cool spring, and that seemed to really stunt the growth of the grass. But here the last week or so, we've really had some warmer temps, and seems like things are catching up again. So it's got us in a better mood.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Anything else really sitting top of mind for you?
Not really, Will. Just
Gotcha.
hoping 22 will be good to us. So.
See, well, one of these days we have to have a a conversation when things are on an uptick. It seems like every time I
You
bug
bet.
you, every time I bug you, it's because there's
Yeah.
bad news, you know.
Well, I mean, we're surviving, but it's certainly not as fun as it was, back in 2013, 14, and that time period. That was when we were able to kind of build some equity and make our payments and expand a little bit and buy some equipment that needed updating and those type of things. And, the last few years, several years, we've just kind of been treading water. But we're farmers, we're eternal optimists, so it'll always turn out.
Well, I guess to ask you one more question, do you think the cattle marketing legislation that's been, a hot topic of debate for a few years now, do you think that's going to have a solid impact on the industry?
Time will tell. We as producers, we're optimists, but we've seen legislation like this come and go, and not much has changed. Or we'll just have to see it to believe it, I guess, is our opinion. We'd like to see some changes happen that might be beneficial for our industry, because we certainly haven't seen that here lately. But it's nice to know that we're at least on the radar.